Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the newest installment of the Bull Time Investor. Once again, my name is Corey Marlowe, and I am joined here by my two awesome partners, Scott Hartman and Adam Johnston. Boys, how's it going?
Hi, Corey.
Good, how are you?
Awesome. And today we've got a very special guest. Not only is he kind of in our fold, in our industry, and kind of behind the scenes and helping us and our firm grow and flourish and obviously helping our clients, but he's also a dear friend. So please welcome to the podcast today, Mr. Sean Tesmer from Exemplar Financial Network. Sean, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Sean.
I'm good. I'm good, boys. How are you guys doing?
Awesome. Awesome. So today we kind of just wanted to touch base and explain kind of to our clients and our listeners who Exemplar Financial Network is. And so I kind of just going to give you the floor and just give us an overview of what you are and who you guys are and how you help us.
Yeah, well, thank you for the kind introduction, and I feel the same way about you guys, good friends and obviously colleagues. So Exemplar Financial Network, I'm the Vice President of Business Development with Exemplar, been here with for 19 years. And really our goal is we kind of have three pillars to our organization. We have a tax and accounting practice, we have the advisor services section that Corey, Adam, and Scott are a part of, and then we also have our own wealth management firm, just like Financial Partners. And so our goal is to, working with the advisors such as Scott, Adam, and Corey, is to provide them services to allow them to free up the time to focus on what's most important, and that's you, the end client. And so we have a lot of different things that we do to help individuals like Corey, Scott, and Adam, and helping with their practices. So I think we'll dive a little bit deeper into what those particular things are. But we've been in business for 40 plus years, and we've been working with advisors that entire time. May that be an advisor that's a CPA looking to refer clients and get better business on the other side of the business, or individual advisors that are working on their own practice, or financial institutions that are looking for a partner to help blow up their wealth management side of their business. So
awesome.
Sean, take me through a little bit. So, you know, the three pillars, when we look at the pillar of working with other advisors, just take me back through a little bit of the history. Why did you guys feel there was a need for the practice, and you know, what caused it to be built out like it is now?
Yeah, absolutely. So our founder, Dave Hubbard, started this and with a part-time schoolgirl and his mother way back when. He started in the business and the insurance side of the business back in the early 80s, and found that there was a need that life insurance is a great product, but it wasn't hitting all the needs. And so he started there and actually started his own RIA back in the early 80s, before fees, fee advisory business was really a big thing as it is today. And from there, he noticed that he did have a lot of tax people that he met in the community that were either tax preparers or kind of siloed individuals that just were only looking at one side of the fence and not looking at the other side of the fence as far as wealth management and helping their clients grow. So he ended up having conversations with an individual that was with Financial Network, which is now Cetera Advisor Networks, that he, this gentleman was looking to sell his, get out of the business. And he had about 20 plus advisors under his umbrella. And so Dave was under his umbrella for a minute, and then he's like, you know what, Dave, you call me with a lot of questions, and I think you just need to take this over because it's a lot of work. So Dave's like, that's fine. So he took over his enterprise, as we call it, and he's been working with advisors ever since. So really, the ethos of this is work smarter, not harder, right? And a lot of people don't know what they don't know. So Dave always took, you know, and believed that joint work and helping each other would help the whole pie grow faster. So that's kind of where it all started and stemmed from till today. Now we have, 125 advisors, $5 billion in assets. So our goal is really to find advisors that feel like they're on an island by themselves, that are looking for support, and looking for a community of other advisors that are willing to share ideas. And I think that's what we have here at Exemplar.
Awesome. Sean, can you kind of walk me through, what do you think is a key difference of some of the financial professionals that maybe work within Exemplar versus some that are just out trying to go it alone?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Thank you. Yeah, so
you're welcome.
that is a fair question. So can you just articulate that a little bit better, just so I make sure I'm clear and I'm responding to that?
Yeah, so I mean, there's a lot of different advisors out there. So of the 125 that are working within Exemplar, I mean, what do you think is a key difference? What do you think they do differently, better than what advisors outside of a group like Exemplar do?
Build
their business.
Yeah. So I think individuals that are out on their own, and I think I kind of referenced this before, they don't know what they don't know, right? They're in a world, they're trying to do the best they can for their clients. And they might get stuck in certain things or back office issues and so on and so forth. What I'm seeing with advisors that join us or are looking to join us are they need help in particular areas of, man, it's, you know, how do I get my business to the next level, right? What do I need to focus on? And what are the key components to get me moving and, you know, moving that arrow up as far as their practice? So individuals that come within Exemplar are all open to the idea of being sponges and learning from the different trainings and meetings and events that we're hosting, but they're also willing to, you know, admit when they don't know something, and then they come to us and we can articulate, you know, what's the problem, how do we get the solution, and, you know, what's in between to get you there. So I think for the most part, I mean, we live in a very cookie cutter business, but I think when people come within our enterprise, we're able to customize what they're, you know, potentially looking to do and help them push them to the next level. Hopefully that articulates a little.
Oh yeah, for sure. Asking. It did for sure. kind of adding into that question, how do you think partnering with Exemplar can enhance the services financial advisors can offer their clients? Like, what do you feel is like the end result of us 125 advisors that, you know, that we can help clients that much more?
Yeah. So I mean, we offer a ton of solutions, from business solutions, business development, business operations, practice management, right? So with partnering with us, you know, there's the back office of our broker dealer, right? And I know people out there listening, if you're working with your back office, you know, there's days where you feel like you're banging your head against the wall and getting nowhere, right? We have those services that will take that stress. You know, I always say that your blood pressure goes up, give my team a call. We will deal with the back office to alleviate that time, because time is money, right? And your time is valuable. And we want you spending all your time in front of your clients. So our goal is to not only do that, I mean, we also bleed financial planning, the whole financial planning process, just like you guys do at Financial Partners. And that's what we want to lead all our advisors to do, is lead with the financial plan, and products and investments and all that stuff comes later, right? And so our goal is to alleviate the day-to-day kind of work. We also will work with your admin support team. And if you don't have an admin support team, we offer that to individuals that are interested in that. So we have a ton of different options, and I could list all the items, but the list is crazy long. But I mean, you guys probably could speak to that better on what the value you've seen from us exactly, but from problem resolution, compliance assistance, contract negotiations, payroll and benefit options, turnkey IT, bookkeeping, taxes, so on and so forth, helping with recruiting. All that is stuff that we're willing to do and step up to anyone interested.
Yeah, I think
being a part of ours.
I think, like, you kind of hit the nail on the head there, Sean. I mean, a lot of that stuff is more, you know, we're all business owners, right? And so that's how you kind of help us grow our business and help us with the efficiencies and things like that. I kind of want you to hone in a little bit more with this next question on just us as advisors, right?
Yep.
Not necessarily the holistic, you know, operating of the business, but, you know, how do you think when an advisor partners with Exemplar, like, what do you guys have in place? What sort of you know, industry training, coaching programs, you know, those other things that, you know, we all, you know and love that you guys provide to us. But can you kind of explain a little bit about some of those things?
Yeah. So I love that question, because where I kind of drive and our team drives to is it's all about the practice management stuff and allowing you guys to be as educated as you can for your clients. So we do have a, it's called the Next Step Coaching Program. It's a year long program where you work with our coaches that will sit down and help you set your goals and allow you to hold you accountable to those goals. And it's really been a great program that advisors are growing at a better rate than most advisors would that are not in that program. We also host two financial planning boot camps, and it's really getting down to the brass tacks of what financial planning is about. How do you have those meetings? How do you set the appointments from the no obligation to getting the financial plan delivered to the client? And then what are the next steps from there? We have over 50 trainings we do throughout the year for professional development. We have four focus sessions that focus strictly on risk management. We have a marketing program. We have a wealth management forum. And we have an insurance forum. So that encompasses a ton of stuff as well. We also do highly preach succession planning and legacy planning, because it is very important to make sure your advisors, you gentlemen over there, if something were to happen to you, that you're set up for success and your clients are set up for success, that if something were to happen to one of you, the next person's in line to step up and help your clients. So your clients should never have the worry of there not being a plan in place, because you guys have set yourselves up with that succession planning. And then on top of that is we do other twice a month, we have our retail planners meeting, and we have an investment committee that meets twice a month as well. And you guys get to tie into that and kind of share ideas, bring case studies to the thing. So for your clients' knowledge, these guys are not just coming in, just guessing on things. They're bringing their ideas and case studies to a bigger group of advisors and getting their best practices. And I think that's one of the cool things about what we have going.
Two things too that I'd add to that. If you did hit on, I apologize, but the monthly kind of economic market update calls.
Yep.
Those are, you know, huge for us, because we can gather information and resources as far as what we think is happening with the markets from numerous professionals. But I think you guys do a good job, you know, kind of 5,000 foot view for us as advisors. And then on top of that, you know, the product sponsor kind of stuff where you're bringing new product sponsors, such as whether it be, you know, an asset manager or an annuity provider or whatever it is, but just kind of bringing them into the fold, talking about, you know, what they have, the end solutions that we can kind of provide for our clients. I know it's been big for us for sure.
And I kind of, I appreciate the brain trust part of it too. I mean, when we go to these conferences, when, you know, we get to meet with a group of our peers that are willing to give us what's working for them and literally walk us through step by step how we could do it for ourselves.
It's a think tank, right? I
mean, absolutely.
And that's what somebody said, a sponge, right? Yeah. Like you're just sharing best practices and ideas and things that work for
you. It's definitely a group of like-minded people that seem to want to get better and kind of talk through.
And they're all small business owners. Sure. They're all in the same industry doing the same things.
All in the same boat for sure.
Yep. Yeah, and I think the beautiful thing, there's no competition, right? I think other firms you see, it's like they don't want to share their best practices, right? And they don't want to share how they're getting new clients. And we're the complete opposite, right? Some of our top advisors are telling all their secrets, right? If you can do this, great. Do it this way. This is how it's worked for me. But it may not necessarily work for you that way. Maybe try it this way. So I think the think tank, the brain trust is all just encompassed in all the other things we kind of bring to the table.
Awesome. So let's think out a little bit. I mean, what's the initiatives you have in place? You know, what are you guys thinking long-term to enhance the client experience through the Exemplar network?
Yeah. So, I mean, our goal is always the client comes first. So for me, you gentlemen are my clients, right? But your clients are the ones listening to this podcast right now. So my goal is to make sure you're getting what you need to be the best advisor you can be to your clients. And so, and that comes back to some of the stuff we talked about, the practice management, the business development ideas. But it's also, if you come to me or your admin team comes to me and says, hey, I'm struggling here, we'll run with that and to, you know, alleviate that off your chest. So my goal is to figure out what it will help you guys drive to be better stewards to your clients and getting your clients what they need. And then we'll kind of do the dirty work behind the scenes to help make sure everything gets done without anyone really knowing. If there is an issue, there's, you know, the end client would not know there's issues.
Yeah. I know we appreciate you for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. I think we got time for probably one more question. You guys got anything for Sean?
Yeah. Before we wrap up? Like a, more of like a long-term vision kind of question, but so do you see, I mean, like, have, do you see Exemplar evolving or needing to evolve to different, you know, like needs, I guess, or whatever that are out there for advisors? Or, I mean, do you think just kind of continuing on as it is, like, how, do you see any changes with Exemplar as far as that goes?
Well, I think our long-term goal is growth, right? If you're not growing, you're dying. And we want more advisors like yourself at Financial Partners and other people that are looking to grow their practices that might feel stagnant. We want to continue to, we understand the industry is changing, compliance is changing all the time. And, you know, AI is getting involved and so on and so forth. But we are in a people business, right? Yep. And we have to remember that our clients want to see people. They don't want to talk to AI and stuff like that. That they're great tools. And I think there's ways that could be utilized in our business very effectively. Yep. But just we want to continue and evolve and work with advisors and people that are looking to grow and in the space and want to collaborate and so on and so forth. So, you know, I'm always open to different ideas, but I think our goal is to try to bring on more advisors that are like-minded like us and that want to grow and move the needle up and help the end client in total. So,
yeah. Well, I know my first 18, 20 months being independent would look a whole lot different without the assistance you have helped us, not only with conversion, but then with just helping us to become business owners, build out a practice. So,
amen,
I thank
brother.
You for that.
Yeah. Awesome, well, Sean. And just quickly, yeah. I appreciate your guys' support and believing in Exemplar and joining us. And hopefully everything that we promised is being brought to fruition. And thank you for allowing me to be on this podcast today.
Awesome.
We
thanks,
appreciate
buddy.
You being here.
We appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Sean.
I think that's probably enough for today. Thanks for joining us on the Bold Time Investor. Until next time, fellas.
Thanks so much.
So long.
All right.
Take care.
Talk soon.
The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.